Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, invited, come, come. Have you ever heard that before? Yeah. That's how the Bible ends. Yeah. The Spirit and the bride say what?
Come.
Come. And he that's thirsty, let him do what?
Come,
come and take the waters of life freely.
Yeah.
On the last day of the feast, you know, Jesus stood up and cried out, everybody that's thirsty, come to me.
Amen.
And as it's written, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Water that'll satisfy your thirst. You'll never thirst again.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. Come.
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 So he said, come. All things are now ready. Verse 18. And they all with one consent begin to do what?
Make excuse.
Is this happening right now in the kingdom of God?
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yep.
Now see, Matthew said they made light of it. Luke says they made excuses. And it goes on to list some of their excuses. The first one said, I have bought a piece of ground and I must needs go see it. I gotta go see it. So I pray you, excuse me, please. Now, I know people don't see this. They don't realize what's happening, but it is happening every week. That the Lord calls on somebody to do something. But because an angel didn't come through the roof or they didn't hear an audible voice, did you hear me? They don't recognize it as God. It came through their church. It came through a fellow believer. It came through some kind of outreach, something that is happening for God, and they were called upon, and they're like, I wish I could, but I got that land I got to do, and I got this stuff I got to take care of. Excuse me. Next time you're doing that, let me know. I don't know at the times that we've had people tell us at the church and the ministry, Brother Keith, now, you need anything, anything. You let us know. Boy, God's called us to help y'all.
Amen.
Well, great, good. And I'm a firm one in not calling on people and wasting their time. I know people have, you know, I got a full schedule. So I appreciate that. But we also have a responsibility as leaders. And there are times that sometimes people don't realize it, but the Lord has dealt with us. And we know that it may seem like a menial task to them. We know that it might not seem as important as something else they're doing, but what they don't know, the Lord led us to do it. It's not just us saying do it. It is the Lord. Now people don't realize this, but it is the Lord saying, would you go do that for me? And how many times people say, Brother Keith, I wish I'd have known if you'd told me, 3 months ago. I'm sorry, I've got to, I plan to go shopping with my friends this Saturday. And, we've had this plan. Now, I'm not making this up. We've had this plan for, a couple of months now. And so what do you say? I say, okay. It's just not my deal. But they don't realize there's somebody bigger than me in this. Right? There's been people before that they were asking me about a particular thing. And I said, be in the service here this afternoon. Some things we were doing because I felt impressed of the Lord. I said, be here for that and help us with that. They said, such and such day is day I work in my flower beds. And I'm sorry, maybe another time. See, they didn't realize they're not telling me. I didn't go home and pine away because they decided to work in their flower beds.
Amen.
And I learned some time ago, when I first started out, I did take some things personally. I came to him, the Lord, one time, and I said, Lord, I told him what you told me to tell him, and they just blew it off. And they just like, he said, hey, they refused me. Why'd you getting worked up about? He said, if they're not going to listen to me, don't be surprised if they don't listen to you. I thought, sorry, Lord. Yeah, you're right. Of course, you're right. But the thing is, so many folks are so carnal, they don't recognize God when he's speaking to them, when something is happening and something's saying, come, come do this. Come, take care of this. Come. This is my kingdom stuff. And you can do this. Take care of this. One by one, excuses are made. I can't, not now. No, I'm sorry. Verse 19. Another one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. And you know how I like my oxens. And I just got them. I ain't even drove them yet. So I got to go check them out and make sure that I got what I paid for. And you know, this is my business. So I got to take care of my business. And people don't realize it, but they put, you know, how many remember Jesus said, any man that loves his child, his parent, his spouse, right? More than me is not worthy of me. Serious stuff. And that's what he's talking about. When the Lord calls on you, I don't care who else called. It doesn't matter. Right? I don't care what else you got going on. I'm so glad the Lord helped us with that. Talking about Phyllis and myself some years ago. This is, you learn about this. You don't learn all about it overnight, but you learn. And the Lord told us some things that helped to train us. He told me, help Brother Hagin. That was my direction. Well, anytime Brother Hagin acted like he needed help with something, I was there. Need help filling out paperwork. Need help greeting people at the door. Need help, you know, cleaning the floor. Need help with this. Need help that. I was there. Well, eventually, he wanted me to help him do more spiritual things. And after serving for 15 years, I guess, we had our own ministry and had it for many years. Felt like we should really develop it more. And I talked to him and we went out to develop more of the ministry and weren't there working under him as much. And I was out on the road for a year or so and the Lord said, I didn't release you from helping him. Because I had assumed, well, to do one was to do the other. I thought, well, how are we going to do both? Because I had a thriving ministry. Man, I had more invitations I could get to. We had a bunch of partners. We had a bunch of outreaches and I mean, it's a full-time job. He said, no, I didn't release you from helping him. Well, what's important? Us building a ministry or doing what he said to do? Us building our thing or seeking for the betterment of the kingdom? Oh, friend, this covers so much ground. See, some people that try to do their own would actually be a bigger blessing to the kingdom as a helps ministry to somebody else. But so many times people are not kingdom minded. They are my kingdom minded. Building mine. And if we're afraid it's going to take away from us, then And people make all kind of decisions based on somebody else is going to get my partners and somebody else might get some of my support and somebody else might get some of my money and some other church might get some of our people. And hey, if it's better for the kingdom of God for us to all go hook up with somebody else, let's do it. Are y'all with me strong enough on this now? It's a fact. Let's do it. John the Baptist knew this, didn't he? When his followers came to him and said, John, John, now, people are leaving you in mass and following Jesus. Now, see, that sounds okay to us, but you'd have had to been there. John's the one had the big ministry. Jesus, nobody knew. John was known nationwide. What did John say? Oh, did you get this now? What did he say? He said, that's the way it ought to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. He's got to get bigger. And I got to decrease. That's right. That's the kingdom plan. What a spiritual man. what a man of understanding. Right? All of us ought to be that way. Not building our own thing, but kingdom of God minded. Here, verse 20, read the next one. Another person said, all these are excuses. Another one said, well, I married a wife, you know, so I can't come. I know you know I can't come because I just got married. And the Lord said, I understand. Forget it. You know, I wasn't thinking about that. He understood. Because, you know, family comes first. Keep reading. The servant came and showed his Lord these things, and the master of the house was very understanding. And he said, well, I know people are busy, and they have lots of stuff to do, and, you know, you got to take care of your kids. You got to take care of your family. And that'll be fine. We'll just check on them another time. No. No. See, but that is what people expect from his representatives. And will absolutely get livid, angry, if they don't get that. Let me give you an example. Let's say I called on you and said, you know, come help with this. And he said, oh, Brother Keith, I can't. I wish I could. But I got this. I got a family thing. You know, family. And if I looked at you and said, well, it's not all right. You're missing God. And I'm mad about it. What would people think? What would they think? Oh, whew. I knew he was off. You know, pastor, to do that, I would be acting just like Jesus. Just like him. You see how messed up our minds have been? With tradition. Oh, no, no, no. Now, the pastor's supposed to be nice and go, oh, that's all right, honey. I know y'all got stuff to do. So y'all just do it. And if you can help us next year or year after that sometime, that'll just be fine. We're just so glad y'all come. Well, now, you may want to hear that and you may like that, but that is not the master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Time for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Ransom, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402E. That's R1402E, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.